Welcome to the People Powered Business Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lee Billett. If you employ staff, engage contractors, or rely on people to help deliver your products or services, you're in the right place. Join us each week as we dive in to uncover what makes people tick, learn the best strategies and tactics to build an amazing team, and most importantly, discover how you, the business owner or leader, can unleash the power of your people to help create the successful business you deserve. Let's get started. Hello, it's Christy Lee here and welcome to episode number 48 of the People Powered Business Podcast. Wow, 48 episodes. We are really churning through them here on the podcast. To those of you who are returning listeners and have been listening to the podcast for a little while now, welcome back. So great to have you here and I hope you're enjoying the episodes of the podcast. You may notice that we've made a slight tweak to our approach this year in 2021. We're bringing you shorter episodes with really more punchy, easy to implement advice and strategies here on the podcast. So if you are enjoying that, please reach out and let us know. And in fact, if you are enjoying it, I would love you to head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a rating and review there so that others know that this is the kind of podcast for them. If you're new here to the podcast, welcome. It's so lovely to have you here and I really appreciate you taking the time to join us here on the podcast. The People Powered Business Podcast is a weekly podcast, so there'll be a brand new episode in your podcast feed, whatever that one is for you, each and every Wednesday. So go ahead and click subscribe so you make sure you get those brand new episodes each and every week. Now, I hope whatever you're up to, you're having a great week. We are having amazing weather where I am, and somehow it's already February, which is gone by in the blink of an eye. I can't believe we're in month two of the year already. And I know everyone I'm speaking to is saying how busy the year has started for them. So if that's you, I hope you're taking care of yourself and taking care of your team through the frantic busyness. But busy is good. So we certainly will not complain about that. Now let's dive into today's episode. And today we are talking about a topic which those of you who have heard me speak on this before know that I'm pretty passionate about and have fairly strong opinions about. And that is, of course, position descriptions. Now this isn't going to be a boring episode listing all the bits and pieces you need in a position description. We've covered that on the podcast before and there are plenty of resources for you. Although I do have a special treat at the end of the podcast if you aren't sure what should go in a position description. So stay tuned for that. But today what we're talking about is why having killer position descriptions improves your business performance. Because let's face it, if you were going to go to any effort putting any kind of documentation or process or resource in place in your business, you want to know that it's going to have an impact on the overall business performance, right? Otherwise, what's the point? And HR documentation is no different. I know for many of you as small to medium-sized business owners, you've got a million other things on your plate. And adding any one more thing, one more document, one more thing you've got to do just might send you into a bit of a tailspin. So even when it comes to HR documentation, which of course no one got into the business for the love of, did you? You didn't get into business because you love HR compliance, but having things in place that will improve your business performance, if it's going to deliver you that, then I absolutely think it's valuable. And when it comes to position descriptions, I believe it's essential. For those of you who have heard me speak on this topic before, you'll know that I refer to position descriptions as the boss of all HR documents. In my opinion, they are the big kahuna, the number one, the must-have document. If you have nothing else in place, position descriptions are essential. They will save your bacon time and time again, but there's also other great benefits to them, and that's what I want to discuss here in the podcast today. What I want to share with you is three core reasons that having killer position descriptions will improve your business performance and how they're going to do that. Now, when I say killer position descriptions, I'm talking about proper, really, really good quality position descriptions. If your position descriptions or PDs are wishy-washy or not detailed enough or don't include all of the key aspects that you need for them to be really good quality, then they're not going to deliver these business improvements for you. If you want to see improved business performance through your position descriptions, then they've got to be top-notch. So when I'm talking about the impact that PDs can have on your business performance today, I'm talking about the impact that top quality, really well written, really solid PDs can have on your business. So I know, as I said, that you might have a million other things going on, and this seems a bit cumbersome if you don't already have position descriptions in place. But what I'm going to share with you here today will, I hope, prove to you that it's absolutely worth the time and the effort. And you know, here's a little cheat point that you can use. If you don't have position descriptions already and you've got a team doing the work, have them write down each and every task that they do. That will form an amazing basis for a position description for you. Now, that on its own is not the full position description, but that will take a whole lot of the time and energy out of the process for you. So get your team's help with this if you don't already have it in place. That will give you a little forward step in the process if you don't have these in place already. So, three core reasons why having amazing position descriptions is going to help improve your business performance. Number one, clarity. On everything I speak about, you know that I say clarity is king, and this is absolutely no different. When you have clarity, then you know where you've got gaps or weaknesses in your business, you know where you've got surplus, you know where you need to work and improve. Creating position descriptions for every position in your business delivers crystal clear clarity to you as the business owner, leader, or manager about what gaps you might have that you need to fill, where you've got surplus resources, and what each and every role is doing. By creating really strong position descriptions, you've got such clarity about what every role does in your business. And that might sound silly, but so often as business owners, especially as we've grown a business and we're just band-aiding solutions and getting new people in, we do lose sight and we do lose track of what each and every position does. So by creating these documents and reviewing them regularly, you get crystal clear clarity about each and every position. And that helps you as the leader to make sure that role is on track towards delivering the results you need it to deliver. And that's how that clarity piece improves business performance. Because you know what that role is meant to deliver, you can help drive that position in the right direction to get those results. By creating these great position descriptions, you get clarity around where you might be missing some skill set or some resources, and also where you may be overcompensating. You may have had someone on your team who's been there for a little while or a long while, and you love them. They're a great part of the team. By doing the process of creating the great position descriptions, you might realize that you're kind of carrying that person when you no longer really need them, perhaps in a full-time capacity, or their skill set isn't any longer aligned to what the business needs. And simply then you can go on a process of, do I need to reskill or upskill this person? Do they need some training? Do we need to restructure things so that they can be better utilized? Or perhaps it's a restructure where you're cutting hours or removing roles from the team. And that might all sound very harsh, but if you're carrying a person in a, let's say, full-time position who's not being utilized to their full potential, you're throwing money out the window on that salary. You're simply paying money that you don't need to. And whilst that, as I said, might sound really harsh, this is a business decision. By having the clarity about where that overcompensation, that over surplus lives, you can make much clearer business decisions around what you're going to do with that. And that might ultimately mean you're about to save some money on a salary. That's important for your profitability part of your business performance. When we've got clarity by having great position descriptions, the other amazing thing that this creates is every single time you will have a more successful recruitment campaign when you need to fill that position. Without a doubt, having a strong, structured, accurate position description will make sure that when you go to market to recruit for a new person for that position, you're going to be really, really clear about exactly what you're looking for in that person, what skill set you need, what you need them to do, when you need them to do it. And by having that clarity, you're going to recruit the right person. When you go to market to recruit for a role and you're not crystal clear about what you need, when you need it, all of those bits and pieces, you might find a great person, but they won't necessarily be the ideal person for this role at this time. So having clarity with your position descriptions will make sure that every single time you need to recruit a new person into your business, you're going to improve the chance of success. We know that when we need to refill a role in the business, the average estimate is that it costs just over 30% of the salary of that role. Now, there are some estimates that see that cost go way up over 100%, but we know on average it's just over 30% of the salary of that role. Now, if that's a $100,000 salary position in your business, $30,000 is the cost of that recruitment campaign. So getting it right is kind of important. You don't want to be throwing that money out the window. That's money in time, advertising, screening, lost productivity, all the things that go with a change happening in your business. So think about that. If you can make sure by having clear position descriptions that you've got clarity about the role and that leads to recruitment success, that's where you're saving that money. That's going to improve your business performance. And by recruiting successfully, you're also going to create a more engaged, long-term team. And of course, we all know that's great for business performance as well. So reason number one that having amazing position descriptions is going to improve your business performance is the clarity that they create. Reason number two that having these amazing PDs improves business performance is the certainty that they provide. Having great position descriptions frames up the expectations and sets the boundaries, very important, for every single position. We know that position descriptions provide structure for the employees that are employed in that position. We all know that when people don't know the rules, they're going to make up their own. It's human nature. When they don't have a clear position description that sets out the expectations of what we're looking for from them in that role, they'll just go about doing whatever they think we want them to do in that role. They are not mind readers. They can't tell what we're actually thinking. So undoubtedly what will happen is they won't do what's expected. They won't do what we need done in that role. So having that certainty, being able to give that certainty to your people, to your team, means that they're going to get the job done, they're going to be productive in their position, and that is obviously essential for quality business performance. Think of position descriptions like a playbook for any role in your business. It gives the employee that's employed in that position the guidelines, the rules, the what to do, what not to do, and it gives them really clear expectations. For employees, certainty is crucial. Employees want to feel safe and secure at work, and certainty delivers that. A position description delivers certainty. Certainty delivers safety. Safety, psychologically for an employee, delivers engagement. We know that high levels of employee engagement have immediate impact on productivity and profitability. It's estimated by a recent Gallup report that productivity increases by 17% in engaged team, and get this, profitability increases by 21%. Now, I don't know about you, but if I could make some tweaks to my business, like having really great position descriptions, and I knew that that was going to mean that my team were going to be more engaged and my profitability was going to increase by upwards of 20%, would I do it? Hell yes. So absolutely, you want to make sure that that certainty piece of the position description is there. Now, the other great thing that comes with this certainty is that we also, in a position description, create boundaries. We've all been in a situation where you have that kind of niggly feeling where an employee is just pushing the boundaries. They're testing. They're overstepping the mark. And what tends to happen is, it's just a little bit, so we don't deal with it, although it might drive us crazy. And then they overstep a little further, until we lose our mind and get really mad and end up having a discussion with them. By having really well-structured position descriptions, you set boundaries for the employee so they don't go overstepping that. And if they do, you have a physical resource that you can point to say, hey, we really need you to keep inside these boundaries. It's really important for your role. But by articulating it in a PD, they're far less likely to overstep the boundaries at any time. So you've got less chance of having to deal with those awkward conversations or that feeling of frustration when you know that they're just overstepping the mark. So creating the boundaries with that sense of certainty in the position description means you've got less of that conflict and confrontation in the workplace. Again, that's going to improve engagement, which is overall going to be an improvement to your business performance. So reason number two that killer PDs are going to improve your business performance is the certainty that they create. And the third reason that having these amazing position descriptions in place will absolutely improve business performance deals with both productivity and business protection. We know that having strong position descriptions in place will improve efficiency. So having strong position descriptions allows you to structure the business according to what the business needs, not just by chance the people that you have in there. And when you've got strong structure, you know the flow of the work and you've structured the position descriptions accordingly, the business is of course going to run more efficiently. Everything will just flow better. That's going to improve productivity across every role in the business, which ultimately of course results in an improved business performance. Now we all know that there's a few key things our people want. They want to know what's expected of them and how they're going against that expectation. The position description provides the what's expected of them. It gives them a clear framework of what's expected of them. And our position description also forms the key basis of our performance review process. And that's the how am I going against these expectations piece. So it sets a really structured framework for your formal review process, whether you do that quarterly, every 6 months, annually. I'm a big fan of quarterly reviews at the moment, so I encourage those. But the position description sets the framework for how you're going to conduct those, and that's how you get to tell your employees how they're going against expectations, and it is fundamentally one of the key things they want that's going to improve their engagement in the business. Now, importantly, we also want to make sure we're protecting our business, and the position description is your number one resource when it comes to performance management issues. Now, of course, we want to avoid these happening, of course. However, we've all been in business long enough to know that from time to time, we're going to be dealing with a performance issue. It might be that something's changed for that person individually and their performance goes off kilter. Any number of things can happen that you're going to have to deal with a performance issue where someone is not performing to your expectations. Your position description, if written well and including all the right elements, will deliver you a really easy way to manage that performance and to have those discussions, because your PD will tell you what's expected of the role, and then you can clearly articulate to the employee how they're not performing to those expectations. If you do find yourself further down the path and you're dealing with issues that have escalated beyond just a basic formal discussion where you're dealing with formal warnings and so forth, your PD is your best friend. If you do not have a strong PD, performance management, issuing warning letters is incredibly difficult to do effectively in a way that's going to protect you from further claims of things like unfair dismissal. So they are your number one protection when it comes to having to manage poor performance. And of course, I hope that you don't have to deal with that, but the reality is all of us do at some point in time. So from a productivity and protection perspective, the position description and having them really well written will ensure that you've got efficiency and a productive workforce because of that clarity and that certainty. They're going to provide a framework for regular performance reviews, which is the bit where we tell our employees how they're going against our expectations, and they set the structure that we're going to need if we do ever need to performance manage our team. So, it is my strong opinion, in case you hadn't noticed, that a position description is crucial for every single role in your business, and not just any PD, a really well-written, really well-structured PD that provides all the elements you need to deliver business success. So the three core areas that I believe allows position descriptions to improve your business performance is the clarity that they bring, the certainty that they create, and the productivity and protection mechanisms that they provide. Now, I hope after hearing this, I have convinced you, if you do not already have position descriptions in place, that you should absolutely be investing some time into creating these. They are great for your business. If you're listening to this and you are thinking, yes, I want to do this, it's definitely something I need to do, or I need to revisit the ones that I've got, but you're thinking, I don't know what I need to include, I have your back, never fear. I've got a position description checklist for you, which you can go and grab completely for free. You can head over to peoplepoweredbusiness.com and click on episode 48, and in the show notes you'll get the link. Or if you want to go straight there now, you just need to go to peoplepoweredbusiness.com.au/PD checklist. That's peoplepoweredbusiness.com.au/PD checklist. And you'll be able to grab your PD checklist right there on that page. I do hope that's been valuable for you today. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you've enjoyed today's chat, and I look forward to seeing you next week and speaking to you next week on the People Powered Business Podcast. Have a fabulous week.